Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, December the 13th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Today, I'll talk about a much talked about public issue that is currently open for subscription, Sula Vineyards. The public offer launched yesterday has garnered bids for 52.34 lakh equity shares against the IPO size of 1.88 crore shares, getting subscribed about 28% on the first day of bidding. Retail investors and high net worth individuals have already bid for 48% and 18% of their respective quotas. Qualified institutional buyers are yet to put in their bids for the offer, but they have already invested 288 crores in the company via the anchor book. The IPOs that have come to market this year have been relatively decent performers compared to the ones that came last year. But given that this one is coming exactly when we are sitting at an all-time high, poses its own risk. But money control reporters have gathered that the grey market premium for the stock is currently at 30 rupees a share. The offer price, by the way, is 340 to 357. So it means a 10% gain on listing. But that's really touch and go. 10% is really touch and go. If the market is kind of weak on the day of the debut, that gain can get wiped out in a day. So anyone looking for listing gains may not want to take that chance with this issue. Now, let's deep dive into its fundamentals to see if this issue has anything to offer for somebody who wants to take a slightly longer term view on the stock. Sula is a Nasik-based winemaker. So first, how is the wine business really? According to business research firm Technopak, the wine category in India was at 2 million cases in FY21 and is projected to grow to 3.4 million cases by FY25. But that's only a small drop in the alco beverages ocean. Currently, the entire alco beverage consumption market in India stands at 987 million cases. Of this, 30% is beer, 69% is spirits, and only 0.7% is wine. Going by Technopak's projections for 2025, the total market will grow to 1.23 billion cases. Of this, 450 million cases will be beer, 781 million cases will be spirits, and about 4 million will be wine. That is still just about 0.5% of the market. But the catch is this. For the wine industry, the compounded annual growth rate of 14% between FY21 and FY25 as projected seems rather far-fetched, as the industry growth itself was only 6% CAGR in the pre-COVID era, that is from 2010 to 2019. Now, wine is an acquired taste, as all of us know, and people take a long time to take to it. For growth to step up from an average 6% per annum to 14% per annum will obviously require quite some leap. The usual story of expansion into newer markets, tier 2, tier 3, etc., may also not cut, because just think about it. Why would a guy from a small city or town buy a bottle of wine when he can buy a good IMFL brand at the same price? IMFL stands for Indian Made Foreign Liquor. If you want something cheaper, you also have a plethora of Indian liquor brands to choose from. So point number one to remember is that industry growth does not look very supportive. Now let's come to the business model. Sula is unique in the sense that its business model is not just making wine, but also wine tourism. That again sounds very exciting, but the tourism part of the business is less than 10% of revenues, so it does not really change the complexion of the company in a big way. So if Sula has to clock better growth rate when the market is not expanding too much, what can it do? The obvious answer is premiumize its portfolio. Unfortunately, this also has its limits, believe wine experts. You can charge a premium price on a wine only if you have a premium wine. In wine, you can't just change the bottle and ask for a premium. It has to taste better. That's when people will buy for a higher price. Apparently, optimal conditions for growing grapes are generally found between 30 and 55 degree latitude on either side of the equator. India, which lies in the northern hemisphere, does not fall in this area. Now let's keep the geography aside. Under Indian conditions, it suffices to know that grapes are too diluted because of rains and moisture. This makes it suitable for eating, but not for winemaking. So Indian wines cannot be compared to premium wines of Napa or Europe. So it's kind of out of question to assume that Sula will accelerate its growth through premiumization. Now look at the financials. Sula's financials are at best described as inconsistent. Hear this out. For the year ended March 2018, Sula reported a net profit of 12 crores. Next year, net profit was 7.2 crores, followed by a loss of 16 crores in FY2020. For the year ended March 2021, which was a COVID affected year, net profit was 3 crore. And the year after that, that is right before the IPO, net profit magically jumped to 52 crores. Now, sales have also been inconsistent during this period, rising from 433 crore in FY18 to 557 in FY19, then falling to 531 in FY20, and further to 521 in FY21, before picking up a bit to 456 crore. Apart from inconsistent revenue and profits, Sula Vineyards also has outstanding borrowings of 231 crores. Now, no point talking about other metrics like return ratios, etc., because there is hardly a consistent track record of profits. Now the third piece, which is valuations. Sula is priced at 52 times FY22 earnings. And as I told you, earnings themselves look grossly exaggerated compared to the last few years. Now compare it to other liquor companies like Radico Khaitan, United Spirits and United Breweries. They're all trading at PE of 55 times, 80 times and 127 times respectively. And then you look at a company like Globus Spirits, a manufacturer of IMIL that has a higher return ratio than Sula Vineyards. That is available at a cheaper valuation of 18 times FY22 earnings. And so is GM Breweries, which is also in a similar space. Fair enough, those companies are not really comparable because whatever said and done, Sula has higher brand perception and it is India's only credible winemaker. So look at a global company like Duckhorn Portfolio and Treasury Wine Estates. Duckhorn Portfolio, known for its wine estates in Napa Valley, California, trades at a PE of 30 times FY22 earnings. So 30 times FY22 earnings, Sula, like I told you, is 52 times FY22 earnings. And valuation-wise, 55 times earnings is a far cry for an industry that will probably grow at less than 10% and a company with an inconsistent track record of profits. Now, the real no-go indicator for me is the fact that this issue is completely an offer for sale. No fresh issue of shares, meaning the entire 960 crore goes towards existing investors selling out. Not a single rupee goes to power the company's growth. This is a big warning signal because the issue is launched only to offer an exit to existing investors. So here is my take. For sure, go get yourself some Sula wine. Go to the Sula estate, enjoy the stay and wine and get high, but avoid the issue. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.